Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. November 5. Now, three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
Strength, stamina, power, ability, wisdom, and knowledge clothing you in my very presence, that you may go forth and do the work that is needed to do in these last hours. The time is very short. You shall not grow weary or tired because of the load, but you shall stand strong and go forth in my anointing.
I give you a fresh anointing to do my will, saith God. But my people will know my will, saith God. For I shall speak it unto them, even in greater measure, so that they understand.
Yea, saith the Lord, for in this world shall come heartbreak and anointing at the same time. And you must choose, says God, what it'll be for you. Will it be heartbreak? Will the things that happen break your heart because you have put your love and your trust in the wrong things? Or will it be anointing because you have put your love and your trust in me, saith the Lord? But I also have a heartbreak for this world that is worse than they have ever felt before. So turn now, turn to me, says the Lord, for it is time, the last days are near.
Welcome to all our family of Signs listeners, and also to those newly tuning in to this program of the Signs of the Times International Radio Ministries. This program is now being broadcast on Superstation WWRB 3.185 every Monday and Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. And also every Thursday on Superstation WWRB 3.185 at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, if you are a new listener, I welcome you. If you are listening tonight and you have never sent an offering to help Signs stay on the air, I ask you to prayerfully consider writing Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, U-S-A. Our support has fallen off, yet God has spoken to my heart to be on Superstation WWRB at least once a day, 7 days a week. Now I cannot do that without your help. No love gift is too small. The cost on WWRB is $30 a half hour, and we now are on, as I said, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so that totals $90 every single week. That's $360 to $450 a month, depending on the number of Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays per month. Gas is going down, so maybe some who have stopped sending support can send a little something, at least for a while. God has spoken to someone to send a very large offering. Is that someone you, my friend? Has God told you to send that large offering? That address to send it to will be announced again at the end of this program and every program. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. This program is reaching 191 countries and 250,000 people monthly around the world through the internet and shortwave radio. Thank you. Now, a short message in the voice of prophecy by me, Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman. The Antichrist power of deception. The Antichrist will rise to power by means of deception through the powers made available to him by the dragon. But how will he accomplish all of this? In the same way a politician is elected, he will promote himself and make prospective voters believe that his election will solve most of their problems. The Antichrist will be extremely successful, and the result will be that all the world wandered after the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. Now, who is the beast? The beast is Satan's masterpiece. The deception that Satan uses so brilliantly to manipulate the peoples of the earth to believe that he is the creator and will be very successful. That is why the Bible refers to the devil as the god of this world and the father of lies. I need to stop, as I will expound more on that in a future message preached at a church. But now, please listen to this message preached by one of our Signs ministers, Pastor Ralston, as he preaches an excellent end times message.
Praise God. The title of this message is called The Last Days Economy. And the scripture I want to use first is out of Revelation 13, 16 to 18. It says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666, or we understand that being as 666. Well, if you haven't seen the evidence of the New World Order in the newspapers, then you haven't been really looking.
That's right.
It is being pushed worldwide among the major players of the world right now.
Amen.
The major players are those who have financial wealth and financial influence around the world. You hear of conferences called the G8, the G10, even the G7 becoming more and more popular.
Amen.
Globalism has taken off to new heights in recent months, or you might want to call it the one world globalism. Nations are uniting to solve worldwide problems in unprecedented ways.
Right.
One world religion, one world economy, one world army, one world government, one world education are fact becoming realities. What does all this mean? It means that we're in the last days that the Bible tells us about. It is a beastly government that seeks serious control of the inhabitants of the world. It means controlled freedoms, thus controlled thinking and controlled action. Capitalistic forms of government will become socialistic forms of government and then eventually communistic forms of government. Communistic forms of government involve serious dictatorship by a ruler. The new constitution might read something like this. We the government, for the government, by the government. The Bible speaks specifically concerning an end time leader.
That's right.
In the last days. This end time leader is called in the Bible the Antichrist. He will come across to the peoples of the earth like a Messiah. He will deceive the people with false miracles. Revelation 13:13 through 14 says this, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, look out, which had the wound by a sword and did live. You know, this would-be leader will somehow be killed and then somehow resurrect to mock the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This leader will take control of the economy, the religion, and all government, education, and the armed forces. So let's again talk about today's economy. We've heard a man called Buffett. Let me sing you a song. Do you know the Buffett man, the Buffett man, the Buffett man? Do you know the Buffett man who now lives on Wall Street? Wall Street is very important to the rich of the earth.
Amen.
It is a place where the rich plan and save or store for the last days. I said it's a place where the rich save and store for the last days. And you know, as you know, the rich have been bailed out by the government. With the bailout comes the possibility and potential of new worldwide changes. And brother and sister in Christ, let me tell you, they're being pushed heavily. But let me tell you a scripture that I heard by Dr. Jack Van Impe this week that really caught my attention, that I had forgotten was in the book of James, chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you. and shall eat your flesh, as it were a fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Now, I don't think God's too pleased about heaping treasure for yourself in the last days. Well, you know, newspapers report that European leaders are pressing for a new economic order. I was reading all about it this last week. The French and the British leaders seek changes to the capitalistic system. It is important to note that these are the countries that have seen major changes in recent years, including the large Muslim immigration in their countries. We are seeing the same thing happening here in America. The French and British leaders want new vision for the global economy. They want our president to join. They envision a cross-border monitoring system or program for the 30 biggest giants of global finance. They're calling for international monitoring powers to bring reform and bring back the International Monetary Fund. And I want to repeat that, the International Monetary Fund. Not just the World Bank that we've been hearing about, but this is coming back that we knew about in the 1930s. It's now coming back into power and significance. How far or how fast will reform take place? Only God knows, but consider, Israel was not a sovereign nation in the 1930s when the International Money Fund came into significance, when global control was attempted and considered then. We saw a man by the name of Adolf Hitler nearly take control of the world then. The world is much different now than it was then. And listen, Israel is indeed now a sovereign nation. Part of what the scripture tells us would take place in the last days. You see, all the end time events can now actually happen and be fulfilled. It just couldn't take place back in the 30s where a lot of things were formulated then, but the scriptures cannot be totally fulfilled then. Listen now, another peace treaty is being attempted to bring Israel and her neighbors to agreement or alliance. We all know about this. This peace treaty is just the beginning of a terrible time for that blessed nation of God. The Antichrist will look to control that nation and even go so far as to become head of her and calling himself God there. Our own U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, has called the current conflict in Israel and surrounding nations as, quote-unquote, the birth pangs of a new Middle East. Birth pangs reveal the travail, of course, of a woman giving birth. And you know what? The scripture has a lot to say about birth pangs and travail.
Amen.
I want to share with you a couple of them. That's all. Just a couple of them. And there's a lot more. Believe me. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, "And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Then Micah 4:9-13. Boy, Micah is really a powerful prophetic book, even though it's a very small one. Says this, "Why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the land of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel. For he shall gather them as the sheaves unto the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thy horn iron, I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people. I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth." You know, it is obvious that the result of all the pain that will be experienced upon the earth, and believe me, there's going to be a lot. God has a prosperous plan for His people that believe and trust Him. The travail will come upon the people of the earth who have lived lavishly for themselves. God's people will end up with the spoil when it's all said and done. Now listen to this statement. The godless and goddess people will end up with nothing.
Amen.
You see, people who become godless become goddess-type people because they reject God, which is the male gender, and they start accepting the female gender.
Amen.
Revelation 18:7 says how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen. I am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Verse 8 says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judgeth her. Revelation 18:10 says, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying at last, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth, now listen, the rich shall weep and mourn.
Amen.
Because no man can buy merchandise anymore in her.
Amen. That's right.
Verse 14 and 15 says, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after, they're departed. And all things which were daintily and goodly are departed. And thou shalt find them no more. It says in verse 15, the merchants of these things which were made rich shall stand off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And it says in verse 17 through 20, for in one hour, so great riches are they've come to nothing.
Hallelujah.
Every shipmaster, all the company and ships, all the sailors, as many as trade by sea, shall stand afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? They cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping, wailing, saying, alas, that great city wherein we were made rich, all that had ships in the season by reason of her costliness. For in one hour she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets. Guess what? God has avenged you on her. You know, I can't help but believe as a child of God today, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I can't help but think of all that New York City stands for and all the things that are there. I can't help believe that quite possibly we've seen a disaster in 2001, and I don't like to predict doom, but it wouldn't surprise me if another is on the way. Well, even if another one doesn't come, we're seeing disaster take place on Wall Street.
That scripture you used was used after 9/11 by many preachers.
Ah, yes. You know, because vengeance is God's, we must wait for this victory to take place. We, as the children of the King. And it's soon to come on behalf of God's people. We can rejoice, folks, that we're seeing things taking place.
Hallelujah.
You know, when we see the Dow falling, yeah, the rich are crying, but the blessed of God are rejoicing.
Glory to God. Amen.
I heard a preacher say on television not too long ago, God could care less about the Dow. But I tell you, if you're not one of God's people, you can become one right now.
Amen.
You can become one by saying, Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my ignorance. Forgive me of my stupidity. Come into my life that I might be enriched by you, Lord, and be delivered from the troubles that are going to come upon the world that does not believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now let's listen to a few prophecy news behind the news to finish out the program. Tune in every Thursday evening, 3.185 WWRB, 10:30 p.m. Eastern USA time, for an all-prophecy news behind the news program. Economic downturn expected to cost 160,000 New York jobs. More than 160,000 state residents could lose their jobs because of the economic downturn, Governor David A. Patterson said, and labor experts also predicted. These pink slips could help produce the biggest drop in consumer spending nationwide since World War II, and a housing slump that's worse than the Depression, the governor said. As a result, state leaders will likely confront the largest budget deficit ever over a four-year period. Patterson, a Democrat, projected next year's deficit at $12.5 billion, and said over a four-year period, the shortfall would total a record $47 billion. Watchman comment, there you have what I've been telling you. This is not a recession. It is heading into a very deep depression. They are lying to you. Psalms 9, verses 19 and 20. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Australia to implement mandatory internet censorship. Australia will join China in implementing mandatory censoring of the internet under plans put forward by the federal government. The government has declared it will not let internet users opt out of the proposed national internet filter. Watchman comment, have I not said many times this would begin happening very soon? Now, my good friends, it is the time to send your support to the address heard at the end of every program. Help me to buy enough radio time to be on a minimum of a half hour, 7 days a week, on WWRB Shortwave Superstation. Continuing, U.S. Internet giants signed privacy protocol. Called the Global Network Initiative, the agreement comes from Microsoft and such Silicon Valley, California giants as Google and Yahoo, who face criticism for working with governments in countries such as China to censor what residents can read on the Internet. The guidelines assert that privacy is a human right and a guarantor of human dignity. The initiative commits the companies to resisting vague or sweeping demands from governments for restrictions on freedom of speech and the privacy of users. Watchman comment again. That means absolutely nothing, my friends. They can and they will begin censorship here in the USA soon. You heard what they said they've been doing in other countries. The fact that they've made this so-called initiative is a sham. Please send the best offering you can, even if it is $1. Think of it. Thousands of $1 bills coming in November and December before this year ends. My. I could stop asking for you to do this. Wouldn't that be great? Moses did it in the Old Testament when more gold and silver came in for the building of the temple than was needed. He told them to stop giving. If I get thousands of $1 offerings, I will tell you myself, stop giving. I don't need it right now. Again, write the address heard at the end of the program to send your love gift. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Continuing, UK parents to be fingerprinted by nursery schools. Up to 50 nurseries and playgroups have already signed up for the new security measures. The new entry system requires people who collect their children to place their finger on a scanner to make sure that only nominated individuals can get through secure entrances. The scanners work by converting parents' fingerprints into a code number. This number enables the system to recognize the finger without storing any biometric data. Watchman comment, what on earth do you think a fingerprint is? My, it's biometric data. And by the way, if it happens over there, it isn't long before it happens here in the USA, usually Canada or California first, then all the states of America. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrase, and he causeth all to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666, continuing. Wild birds are suspected to be carrying viruses into the USA. Migrating waterfowl may be carrying avian influenza viruses from Asia to the Americas, U.S. government researchers are saying. Although some previous research has led to speculation that intercontinental transfer of avian influenza viruses from Asia to North America via wild birds is rare, this study challenges that, said Chris Franson, a research wildlife biologist at the U.S. Geological Survey, who helped lead the study. USGS and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service experts have been testing birds in Alaska for any evidence they may be carrying highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu with them from Asia. Matthew chapter 24, verses 7 through 8, paraphrase, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences or disease in diverse places." Continuing, "Tough times. Congress grew 13% richer in 2007. Times are tough, but don't worry about most members of the U.S. Congress making ends meet. Their collective wealth grew by 13% last year, leaving them in better shape than most Americans to make it through an economic downturn, according to a new analysis of Personal Financial Reports. Overall, nearly 2 of 3 senators are millionaires." Did you hear that? Every 2 out of 3 senators are millionaires. That includes presidential candidate Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Senator Barack Obama, Democrat Illinois. Watchman comment, "Haven't you ever wondered why all these lawyers who make a lot of money want to become a senator?" There you have it. They want to become a millionaire. My. Continuing, "In the House, 39% of all members belong to the exclusive club of millionaires. Only 1% of all Americans, however, are considered to be millionaires. Even with these so-called win the lotteries, which are just about as fake as they come, they get more money than they make millionaires, believe you me. Don't play those things, Christians. It's gambling, and gambling for a Christian is wrong." Now another comment. "Now, do you believe me when I say the elite who run the world are not hurting while they rip off the American people? It's all about M-O-N-E-Y, don't you know? Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. For there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." Do you have your pen and paper ready? Here is my contact information. To send your tithes and offerings as a love gift to help keep this program on the station you are listening to right now, please write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797, USA. Repeating a little more slowly, SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLE, New York abbreviated NY 13797, USA. You may also call 24/7 365 anytime. 1-607-201-5663. Record your prayer requests, blessings, and comments. That number again, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Tune in tomorrow night, Thursday, November 31st, to 3.185, again only at 10:30 p.m. Eastern USA time, for a complete prophecy news behind the news program with no preaching. Just end days news behind the news. Until then, Maranatha, my good friends. Jesus and I love every one of you, even those who do not love us back. Amen. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.